Well, good morning, everybody, and welcome. It is the Prayer Closet. It's that half hour we take out of every day to lift up your needs, cares, and concerns before the Lord. If you have a prayer request today, give us a call, 419-389-0893, 419-389-0893, or prayer at yeshome.com. And either way, we will pray for you. And don't think it's too small. Don't feel like, you know, oh, you know, this isn't really that big a deal. I shouldn't really bother them with this prayer request. No, nothing is too small for the Lord's attention. God says we're to bring everything to Him, the big things and the small things. So never think anything's too big. Never think anything's too small or too unimportant. If it matters to you, it matters to God. 419-389-0893 or prayer@yeshome.com. And remember, we always keep your prayer requests anonymous. We never give out your name or information, so you don't have to worry about that. And don't let that hinder you from getting the prayer that you need. Excuse me, 419-389-0893. And before we get into our prayer requests, we always like to get in the Word of God. But let's first of all begin with prayer. Lord, we thank you for this day. Thank you for this time we have to come before you, to pray, to lift each other up, to care for one another, to encourage one another. Lord, we pray that in this day you will move in a mighty and powerful way in our hearts, that we would experience the fullness of your grace and mercy. Lord, as you work in us and through us to bring about good things, Lord, we pray that you will hear these requests as we know that you will. We pray that as people lift them up before you and as we lift them up together to support each other in prayer, Lord, that you will respond to the needs of your people. You will prove and show yourself faithful as we know that you are. Lord, that we may delight in you and rejoice in the work that you are doing. And we pray this in your name. Amen. Once again, 419-389-0893 or prayer@yeshome.com. And before we get into our prayer, we always like to get into the Word, give ourselves some direction and spiritual focus. And today we're going to be in Colossians chapter 4. And we're going to talk about prayer today. We don't talk about prayer every day, but today we want to focus a little in on prayer. And just some instructions that Paul gives here in Colossians chapter 4. Starting in verse 2, he says this: devote yourselves to prayer, being watchful and thankful. And pray for us too, that God may open a door for our message so that we may proclaim the mystery of Christ, for which I am in chains. Pray that I may proclaim it clearly as I should. Be wise in the way you act toward outsiders. Make the most of every opportunity. Let your conversation be always full of grace, seasoned with salt, so that you may know how to answer everyone. As Paul writes these instructions, you know, he begins, as he often does, with a call to prayer. But notice what he says. He says we're to devote ourselves in prayer. And I think that's a key word that he mentions there. The idea that we devote ourselves to prayer. That prayer is not something we're to engage in. Prayer is not something we're supposed to do sporadically. Prayer is not something we do, you know, when we're in trouble. Although we can pray when we're in trouble, certainly. But that prayer is to be something that not even just habitually. He doesn't say pray habitually. Pray every day. But rather something we're to be devoted to. And when you think about being devoted, what are you thinking about? When I say devote yourself to something, what comes into your mind? Think about how we use this word. We are devoted to our children. We're devoted to our spouse or your boyfriend or girlfriend. You're devoted maybe to your church. You're devoted to a particular cause you're passionate about. You know, somebody said he served the cause of, you know, cancer research and devoted himself to it for 30 years. The idea being that he didn't just do it, or that person didn't just do it. They didn't just engage in it, but rather it was a passion for them. It was something that mattered to them, something that was a priority to them and a priority above other things. That it wasn't something they did because they had to, because they were devoted to it. And Paul's telling us this is our attitude. This should be our attitude in prayer. Not something we do because that's our job. All right, we got to pray. Today's prayer. But rather something we do because we're devoted to it, that it matters to us, that it is, how shall we say it? I don't know the word I'm looking for here, but, you know, because it's a passion. It's not an obligation. It's a privilege. It's, we do it because we're compelled to, you know, something internally compels us and draws us to it. We do it because we can't not do it. Right? I mean, that's what I think of when I think of devoted. Maybe that's the best way to say it, is we do it because we can't not do it. And Paul's saying this should be our attitude toward prayer, that we are absolutely devoted to this thing because we love it. We're passionate about it. We haven't just made it a priority. It is a key part of who we are, that prayer becomes a mainstay of our lives. And I think that's true for all believers. I know there's a gift of prayer. Some people are gifted with the gift of prayer. And for them, you know, they have that special gifting from the Holy Spirit. And I've known people like that who just, it's just natural for them. I mean, they'll pray for 3 hours about stuff. And it's just natural for them. But I think it's easy to say, well, you know, they have the gift of prayer. You know, I don't have that gifting. I have other giftings. And it's true. We don't all have the gift of prayer, but we all have the call to prayer. We don't have all have the gift of evangelism, but we're all called to be evangelists, you know, just to share the faith. That God gifts us in certain areas, gives us supernatural ability in certain areas to serve the church, doesn't mean that we're excused from serving in other areas. It just means we're going to be stronger in that particular area. Maybe we make that a point of emphasis in our ministry and our work. But that doesn't mean, you know, I get to neglect the other areas. Well, I have the gift of prayer, so I don't have to evangelize. Well, I evangelize, so I don't have to give, I don't have to pray. Well, I have the gift of teaching, so I don't have to do this other stuff. Well, my gift is hospitality, so I don't have to. No, I mean, it's not like I got my gift and that's all I have to do. So I recognize that some have that gifting of prayer, and for them, this kind of flows naturally out of that gifting. But for the rest of us, it's still not a excuse not to be devoted. And it's true, you know, someone with the gift of prayer may spend 3-4 hours. We may not be doing that. But you know what? We can be devoted to prayer without, you know, feeling like we got to spend 4 hours in prayer. We can be devoted to prayer by just living a prayerful life. That throughout the day, we're just constantly lifting up prayers before the Lord. We may not do it in a 4-hour concentrated block. Maybe we get up and we have our quiet time. You know, I pray for a half hour, hour in the morning. It's part of your quiet time. But then throughout the day, we can take that with us. As God brings people to mind, just offer up a quick prayer. You know, that's devotion to prayer, too. Sometimes we get this one kind of one note version of what devotion looks like. Devotion is, you know, the monk sitting in a cell praying 8 hours a day. Well, that's certainly devotion to prayer. And there may be some people called to that as a ministry. But that's not the only way to be devoted to prayer. You know, lifting up those little prayers throughout the day, just as God brings people to mind, saying a quick prayer for them, saying those little quick prayers before a meeting, saying quick prayer, you know, praying before your lunch, praying for dinner, praying, just incorporating prayer throughout your day so that it becomes a natural part that you hear, oh, you know, did you hear about Bob? Yeah, it's a bad accident this weekend. Oh, yeah. And your first response is you're going to lift up a prayer for that person. Your first thought is, okay, let's lift them before the Lord. Or you're sitting there typing away on the computer and God just brings someone to mind. You take a little break, pause, and, you know, just lift up that quick prayer for that person, you know, based on what God brought to your mind. Just allowing God to interrupt your day with little moments that you can offer up prayer to him. A while back, I got a book. It's called The Hours of Prayer, and it breaks down the day. You know, there's certain hours of the day that you do prayers. You know, there's one when you get up in the morning, and there's a mid-morning prayer, noon prayer, evening prayer, and then a prayer before bedtime. And there's different prayers, and they lay them out for you and have you pray them. You know, for a while, I was doing that every day. I was decided, you know what, I'm going to let God, for lack of a better word, interrupt my life. I'm going to schedule my time around these times of prayer. And they weren't real long. You know, they didn't take a long time to do, but it did make a difference. And you know, a lot of them were prayers. You read in scripture and little prayers, and some of the prayers were written out. Some you prayed about certain things, but or directed to pray about certain things. Other times it was written out for you. But even in that, you know, just allowing God to have that time to interrupt your day, so to speak, to arrange your day around those prayers, you know, it made a difference. I confess, I've kind of fallen out of habit, but I feel convicted maybe that's a good habit to start up again this year. And a lot of times it didn't take more than 5-10 minutes to do those prayers. You know, you take a little time right before lunch, a little time, you know, in the evening, a little time, you know, before bed, you know, longer times. Usually the morning prayers tend to be a little longer. But just taking that little bit of time to offer up those prayers before the Lord, and it was amazing how it grew and developed. And it's amazing how when we engage in prayer, what we find is it's easier to pray. Sometimes, you know, when we first start the discipline of prayer, you know, getting 10 minutes is tough. You know, it's like, oh, man, 10 minutes, I'm done. But as we engage in it, what we find is soon 10 minutes isn't nearly enough. That's 20, and that's 30, and that's an hour. And suddenly we're like, wow, I never thought I could sit and pray for an hour, and yet there I am. And what happened? Well, we devoted ourselves to it. And as we devoted ourselves to it, God grew us in that discipline. He grew us in that ability. And that's what happens when we devote ourselves to it. Make that intentional thing to devote ourselves to that prayer. God grows it in us so that it becomes this powerful thing in our life. So wherever you're at in your prayer life today, Maybe you're one of those who prays strong. Maybe you got that gifting. Prayer is a strong part of your life. Keep devoted to it. Keep after it. Don't let up. Seek to grow. Ask God to build it in your life. Maybe you're on the other end. You find it hard to pray. You're struggling with it. You're struggling to do it consistently. Ask God to give you that devotion to prayer. Make that your next prayer. Lord, help me to be devoted to prayer. He will. It's in His Word. He wants you to be there. He'll help you get there. And then allow Him to lead you. Step by step. It doesn't mean you're going to go from, I prayed 2 minutes yesterday, I prayed 3 hours today. You're probably not going to jump like that. But what you'll find is He'll keep just building it and building it and building it in your life. So ask Him to bring that devotion to you. And as we devote ourselves to prayer, we'll talk more about this as we go on throughout the week, God will build that discipline in us, and soon we'll find that this is a supercharged part of our life, and it will impact every part of our living. We'll come back with your prayer requests, 419-389-0893, or prayer at yeshome.com. We've got a couple of requests in, so let's jump in. One request here says, over the weekend, someone watched porn for the first time and would like prayer for them as they need to stop this madness. Lord, we do pray for this person as they gave into this temptation for the first time. Lord, we know how Satan likes to get his hooks into people and drag them in and bait them with these things. But Lord, we pray that you would just stop this right now, that you would not allow this to become a habit, not allow this to be repeated. But Lord, even as they recognize their need for prayer, their need for to break this in their life, allow this to become an addiction, a habit, Lord, we pray that this would be the last time. Lord, as they turn to you for forgiveness, they also find redemption. They'll find strength in you to reject this, to turn away from it, to never turn back to it. Lord, that you would just completely break any hold even that first view had on them, and that they would turn their back to that. And as your word says, we're to flee all sexual immorality, that they would flee away from this, Lord, and into the righteousness of Christ. And we pray that, Lord, you would just protect them from this and buffer them from it in their lives. And we pray this in your name. Amen. And another listener writing in asking for prayer for their pastor who threw his back out and is plugging through, but just asking for prayer for swift healing. And I'll add to that is I have a pastor friend as well who's also suffering from back issues. So, apparently this is going on here with among pastors. So let me lift this up. Lord, I do pray for this pastor and also for my friend, my fellow pastor, both these men suffering from back issues. And Lord, we just know how those of us who have suffered know how debilitating those can be, how painful those can be, how difficult that can be. Lord, we pray for healing for them. We pray that you would relieve the pain in their back, ease those muscles, open up those spines, and Lord, straighten them out. Bring healing to them. Lord, even as they're faithfully serving you through this, faithfully serving through the pain, doing the work you've laid before them, Lord, we pray that you would help them to do it without this pain and without this back issues that are limiting them and hurting them. So, Lord, we lift these men up to you. Pray that you would bring healing and strength to them and relief from these back issues. And we pray this in your name. Amen. Well, this has been the Prayer Closet. Remember, you can always get your prayer requests to us by emailing or texting prayer@yeshome.com. If you need prayer throughout the day, Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. to 4 p.m., as always, folks here, be happy to pray with you at 419-389-0893. And you can always get connected 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, to a live online spiritual coach for an online chat session by going to our website, yeshome.com, and clicking on the Chat Now button. God bless everybody. Have a great day. We'll see you tomorrow on the Prayer Closet.